Martin Weisheimer Classic Hits, 101.5 FM. And last month, we had the chance to talk to Phil Duncan from weatherwatchtv.co.nz via YouTube. And we're doing it again this month, and now a regular presenter. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me again.
And how's July looking out? Any changes on the horizon? I'm going to ask you the question.
Yeah, well, at this stage, the only thing that's a little bit unusual with the weather pattern has been this offshore low pressure system driving in more cloud, sort of patchy rain showers around the southeast of Queensland. And so that's going to clear up into the first week and you're back to the sunny weather. Certainly the temperatures have been a little lower in recent weeks. They're not overly warm in the start of July. You know, we're seeing temperatures, maximum temperatures only in the teens, sort of seven teens or so. But it should get back up into the low 20s, early 20s, as we go through to sort of the first weekend of July. But it's, yeah, it's not overly warm. And that's because we've seen a lot of high pressure down around southern or southeastern parts of Australia, around Victoria, and those high pressure systems have been driving in plenty of southerlies and southeasterlies, and so your airflow's been down. So yeah, apart from that low off the coast at the moment, at the start of the or end of June for the very start of July, it's looking pretty dry as we go into the next month.
And the remainder of July, well, how's that shaping up then?
Well, that's a lot harder to answer. You know, this far out, it does get tricky. What we tend to do, or at least what I tend to do, is I look at weather maps that go out for about 2 weeks. And then from the end of that, so that's 15 days into July, you can sort of guess what is already there on the 15th will still probably be there on the 16th and the 17th. You can sort of work out because long-range modeling is, I don't think it's overly accurate once you go beyond a few weeks. And it does get into a lot of guesswork. But there's just a lot of high pressure to the south at the moment. So I think that's going to be driving a lot of dry weather still. It is the dry season, so not surprising. But we are seeing plenty of storms as we go into the later part of the month, still affecting the lower part of Australia. So it's kind of where it should be. But I don't see any kind of big surprises yet, other than perhaps more of these cold injections coming through from the south.
So the major indices is the IOD, which is India, and the La Nina, El Nino patterns. They're still neutral?
Yeah, they are at the moment. We're still sort of looking to see what does happen with the IOD. That could change. But at this stage, they're both in neutral. And that means, you know, that's why the weather pattern at the moment isn't overly sort of unusual. Most places are sort of seeing what's in the realms of normal for a lot of regions. Further to the south, like I say, down around southern Australia, there are some storms coming through, but you would expect that as we're in the middle of winter for those parts, or the start of winter. So we are getting kind of a fairly normal weather pattern because the IOD and ENSO over in the Pacific, both of those are kind of just in the neutral area at the moment. Any changes may not be until we get to spring.
So I'm guessing at this stage, we're going to get more of these sort of occasionally nice, beautiful, sunny days, which is typical for Queensland, as well as some rainy days like we're getting today.
I don't see a huge amount of rainy days, but I do see a lot of southerly winds coming in. And, you know, the Bureau of Meteorology did forecast a warmer than average summer, and I think, winter. And I think we are seeing that certainly inland areas and certainly into the Western Australia. But for those in the south, southeast, and actually sliding right up the eastern coastline, right up to where you are, we are getting these southerlies. And even when I look at the long range map, what I see if I go right out to the very middle part of July is a huge high pressure zone over the top of Queensland, a big storm south of Australia. And that means windy westerlies blowing for Victoria, but up around the Queensland area, especially in the southeast, it may have a bit of a southerly tilt to that wind flow. So I don't expect it to be maybe as warm as perhaps some other winters have been, because we're getting more of those southerlies and a lot of high pressure. So overall, it looks quite dry, other than the wet weather we're seeing at the very end of June, start of July.
So not too bad for July. We do thank you, as always, Phil Duncan. Supreme job in letting us
My
know what's
pleasure.
Going to happen. It's going to be not too bad. Thank you very much for joining us
it's
on
enjoyable.
The podcast. Don't forget to check it out at 101.5fm.com.au.